This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Didn't get your picks in before the game started? No problem. You can get in the game for the second half. Sign up today using promo code FOOTBALL and get your first deposit instantly matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com or download the mobile app and enter code FOOTBALL to get your deposit match. Some restrictions do apply. See the website for details.
So, ladies and gentlemen, apologies for the slight delay, but nevertheless, a warm welcome to this official press conference, pre-match press conference with England this evening, ahead of their game against Wales tomorrow at 10 o'clock in Ahmed Bin Ali Stadium. Delighted to welcome England coach Gareth Southgate to my left, and to his left, player Jordan Henderson, and at the far left, team media officer Andy Walker. Interpretation this evening is English and Arabic. Please raise your hand when we go to questions, and it would be helpful, please, if you could introduce yourself and your organisation and photographer colleagues. I'll ask after about 5 minutes if we can just put the cameras down after about 5 minutes. Thank you. Okay, straight to questions at the front, please. Thank you.
Yes, Kaveh Salakar from Sky Sports News. Gareth, first of all, how do you approach a game that is not a must-win game for you? Or do you consider it as a must-win game?
We want to win football matches. We have got to balance freshness with stability. So that's always the decision you're making when you're picking a team. We've got a chance to win the group with a positive result. So there's a lot for both teams resting on the game. You know, there's no game where there isn't pressure on either team. And we want to really, our performance is the key. We have played well with the ball in our first game, scored a lot of goals. In the second game was tougher for us. We defended really well, and now we want to put both elements of the game together.
Thank you. Gentlemen, the third row there, please. Yep. Thank you.
سؤال باللغة العربية.
Just 1 second for the translation. Okay, thank you.
سؤال إلى هندرسون. سلام المدب من موقع العربي الجديد. سؤالي حول محمد صلاح، هل تحدثت معه هندرسون حول غيابه عن هذه البطولة؟ ما هي ردة فعله؟ من شجعته في المباراة الفاصلة بين ماني وصلاح؟
No, I haven't spoken to Mo, to be honest. He'd be enjoying his holidays somewhere, I'm sure. But he'd be very disappointed that, of course, his team and he didn't get to come to the World Cup. You know, the best players in the world want to play in the World Cup, and he's certainly one of them. So he'd be very disappointed that he hasn't, him and his team hasn't made it here. And obviously for Sadio, it was a huge disappointment for him. I spoke to him, obviously, when I heard about his injury. Obviously, he was very disappointed. He couldn't make it. I know what Sadio was like as a person, and if there was a small chance, he would have definitely given it a go. So it must be a pretty bad injury. But I hope he recovers well, and hopefully he gets another opportunity in the future.
Thank you. Just okay, go ahead.
Question for Gareth and for Jordan, Carrie Brown, being sports. Gareth, you said ahead of the last match day minus one press conference that it would be a brave man to not name Harry Kane in the starting lineup. Lots of people suggesting he needs a rest. Does he need a rest? And what's your decision process on whether you do or do not start Harry Kane? He's obviously one of the first names on your team sheet. Is it that he wants to play every game and it's hard to stop him, the goal scoring record, or simply that the criticism you might not get if he doesn't score a goal? And for Jordan Henderson, Jordan, your managers talked about Rudyard Kipling measuring the highs and the lows. Did the fans need to understand this is a tournament rather than a match by match process with the boos after the highs?
Yeah, that's what tournament football gives you. You know, we expect high things from ourselves. The fans expect big things from us as well with what we've done over the last few years. So that's just part and parcel of football, really. It's how you deal with it. It's going to be emotional. You're going to have different challenges in front of you, certainly in tournament football, and it's how you deal with them. And hopefully we can deal with them in the right way.
Harry, obviously we're going to pick a team that we believe can win the game. That's our priority always. He's fine in terms of the knock he had, which, even though we keep saying it's his foot, everybody keeps saying it's his ankle, but I don't quite know where that is, but it's his foot. So, he's trained well. The whole group, there's only Ben White missing with illness. So we've got, to this point with pretty much everybody available to select from, which is a great position for us to be in. It makes decisions difficult, of course, but you want a fully fit squad, and that's at the moment where we're at.
Thank you. Fourth row, please.
Hi, Lowry Roberts at S4C. Gareth, I'd like to ask you, England are probably clear favourites tomorrow. How do you deal with that pressure?
We're used to it, really. I think, obviously, in terms of rankings, that's the case, and you have to accept that responsibility going into games. And we're used to going into matches with that feeling. Simple as that.
Thank you, gentlemen. Second row, please.
Hi, Gareth. James Ollie from ESPN. There's been a lot made of the critical reaction by some of the fans at the end of the USA game. Sort of specifically, what is your message to those fans who are going to be in the stadium? Because it's going to be important that they stay with you in those difficult moments, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the thing in the stadium was, because when we went over to our fans, I thought they were really good at the end of the game. So, we know there'll be a lot of supporters of both countries there. It's going to be a cracking atmosphere. Our fans will be with us for sure. There's no question about that. So I think they know the journey this team's been on over the last two tournaments in particular. We're top of the group at the moment. Still a bit to do to qualify. But as I said earlier, if we can win this game, then we can win the group. That was the first objective when we set out at the start of the tournament.
Thank you. Gentlemen, two rows behind, please. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Pierre from newspaper L'Equipe. A question for Gareth. What are, according to you, the main qualities of the Welsh team and maybe the Welsh players that could potentially create problems to England, according to you?
Yeah, they obviously have some world-class players who can produce moments of brilliance and have done for a long time with their clubs, with their country. They have a good spirit, they have good organisation. So we know the quality of the Ukraine team they beat to get to these finals, and we know that they seem to have additional motivation to play against England, from what they're saying. So that we've got to be prepared for all of those things, but also we've got to focus on our own performance and playing well. That's the key.
Thank you. Last question with photographers, please.
Hi, Rob Phillips from BBC Wales. Question for Gareth. Rob Page said earlier that his side had been nowhere near where he felt they were capable of reaching so far in this tournament. Are you expecting any sort of backlash given that they have to win to have any chance of surviving in this tournament?
They're a proud team with some very good players, so we would have always expect them to play well, and we're preparing for them in the same way we've prepared for the previous opponents. We'll have to wait and see what formation they play. There's obviously different possibilities from what they've done so far in this tournament, and they've got options to change that. So yeah, we're expecting a team that will give everything for the show.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Thank you. There's a hand over here. Yes, gentleman there.
Hi, Gareth. Nizar Kinsella from the Evening Standard. I just wanted to ask you about Gareth Bale. How do you sort of set up to defend against him, and where do you sort of see his legacy in sort of British football?
Well, to defending against him depends a little bit on which role he plays, of course. But you know that he's capable of those individual moments of brilliance in and around the penalty area from distance as well. Free kicks, of course, a great strength. So he's had a fantastic, or is having a fantastic career. Difficult to say where you pitch that, because I haven't followed it as closely, being an Englishman, as I'm sure the Welsh public have followed it. But clearly his club career and what he won with Real Madrid is phenomenal, really. So that in itself, but also major championships with Wales, the success they had in 2016, fantastic run to the semi-final. So he's had some remarkable experiences, and he's an outstanding player.
Thank you. Two to the left, please. Thank you.
Gareth. Jack Pitbrook from The Athletic. 4 years ago, for the third group game against Belgium, you made 8 changes so that you could play almost everybody who hadn't got a game yet. Assuming you're not going to do that tomorrow, do you face a bit of a challenge keeping the non-playing players happy?
That's always a challenge, and of course we've got 26 players, but we're at a major tournament, and it's not about giving caps out. We're here to try to go as far as we possibly can, so we've got a brilliant group. They support each other. Of course, players will be disappointed if they're not playing. And when we have other camps throughout the year, we try to manage minutes and give people game time where we possibly can, because that builds the spirit. But you know, when you're in a World Cup, you can't just be thinking that way unless you'd already qualified and you've got a game that that allows a slightly different approach. So yeah, we're fortunate. We've got really good professionals who get on with that. I know it's tough because I've done it myself. I've been to a couple of tournaments where I hardly played any minutes at all. But you recognise in those moments that your job is to support the team, to train well, to support the guys that are playing, to be ready for your moment when it comes. And that's been a big part of our story in the previous two tournaments, where the squad have been ready and the squad have really supported each other well throughout.
Thank you. Gentlemen, right at the back, please. Just wait for the Arabic. Please go ahead.
Thank you. A question for both. Carl Roberts, BBC Wales. Gareth, you mentioned that you think some of the Wales squad might have extra motivation because they're playing England. Have some of the comments you've heard, for instance, Kiefer Moore said that he'd love to knock England out, does that annoy you? Question for you both.
No, he's entitled to say whatever he wants leading into a game. So I'd be amazed if he hadn't, you know, or if he didn't feel that way. And we've got to just focus on what we're about, preparing for the game in our normal way. We've got to bring our quality to the game and composure, and play with a tempo that makes our team really difficult to play against. So it's pointless us focusing on what's said before the game. We've got to go on the pitch and play well.
Yeah, for me, we don't need extra motivation. The motivation is to win games and let our, do our stuff on the pitch, really. Do our talking on the pitch. Perform well, focus on what we've got to do. So that's what we'll do.
Thank you. I can't see any more hands. Oh, gentleman there, please.
Martin Herman from Reuters. Gareth, we're 8-9 days into the tournament and there's been one red card so far. I just wondered if you could comment on why you think that might be. Is the refereeing good? Have you seen any changes? Or is it just... I don't know, you tell me.
I haven't seen enough or studied enough of the refereeing performances to know why. Our game the other night, I thought the referee had a good tolerance level for challenges and allowed the game to flow. It was quite a physical game. So on another night, there could have been yellows both ways, but he didn't do that. I thought he managed the game really well. Am I allowed to say that? I'm never sure on the line of what we're allowed to say, so I'll probably shut up and leave it at that.
Any more hands going? Oh, yes, gentleman there. Just at the back, please. He's just coming. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Hideo Tamara from Kyodo News. Can I ask a question to Gavin? Can you kind of explain the rivalry between England and Wales, because it's a little bit hard to understand from the outside playing against the same nation in the UK.
Well, basically they're here and we're right there. there's not a lot more I can say than that, really. Yeah, it's like any two countries whose borders are next to each other. There's a competitive rivalry. For me, it's a great sporting rivalry. It's no more than that. That feeling might not be mutual, but I can understand that as well. I live in Yorkshire. They feel the same about the rest of England. So. That's where we're at. It's going to be a fantastic atmosphere in the stadium, and we're really looking forward to the game.
Thank you. Gentlemen at the back, please. Just behind you, two rows. That's it. Thank you.
I'm Edson Viana from Brazil. Adding just a little bit more to this issue, don't you worry that... that climate of rivalry could give extra, the game becomes a little more tough for the players and that go to the field and the climate become hot inside and you have more motivation for that?
Yeah, that's the key. With these sorts of games, we've got to focus on performance. We've got to play well. You know, we've got to bring our quality to the table and give that the best opportunity we have of making the difference on the pitch. Of course, we've got to match all of the spirit and energy that our opponents will have, but I'd be disappointed if our team didn't do that every time they went on the pitch, really.
Thank you. Any more questions? Gone. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you, England.
Thank you.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Didn't get your picks in before the game started? No problem. You can get in the game for the second half. Sign up today using promo code FOOTBALL and get your first deposit instantly matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com or download the mobile app and enter code FOOTBALL to get your deposit match. Some restrictions do apply. See the website for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.